Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we read the second section of Jesus' priestly prayer. There are two key themes in this section: protection and consecration. First, Jesus said that a fundamental attitude he had toward the disciples was to protect them. And now he asked the Father to continue to do that. Now, protect them from what? Not so much from Herod or the high priests, but from spiritual dangers, from the evil one and his deceptions, from pride, losing faith, anger, greed, and so on. Jesus had guarded them from those by teaching them, warning them, even admonishing them at times. This gives us a new key to reconsider Jesus' entire ministry. You may take a moment to recall a few ways in which Jesus had been guarding the disciples in this sense. And then Jesus said that he had given them his word. By word here, don't think of a specific teaching, but about the entire message that he conveyed to them. That message transformed them so deeply that the world didn't recognize them as their own any longer. For the world, all these things are a matter of words. They wonder, how can you shape your life around these abstractions that are unreal? But for us who believe, it is the other way around. God and what he does are the most substantial realities. And the reality of this world is a passing shadow in comparison. And Jesus prayed that, since his apostle had received this word of truth, they be consecrated in it. What does this consecration mean? For Christ to consecrate himself meant dying and rising on the third day. And for the disciples, it would be some form of participation in that mystery. For the apostles, it would be living through those events that first Easter. For many of us, that consecration may have happened when we received our sacraments, or when doing a conversion retreat, or when waging a decisive battle against temptation, or when making a consequential decision in our lives that led us to follow Christ and go deeper in faith. Whatever that is, Jesus has prayed, "Father, enable each one of them to take that step." So how has Jesus protected you and watched over you? How has the message of Christ transformed you and led you to live in a way that is distinctive? In what ways has the Lord consecrated you, that is, established you solidly in faith?